believers is this: how do I know what God's will is for my life? That's not an easy question to answer, because God's will for us may differ from what God's will is for someone else. That being said, there are some things that God wills for all of us. Let's take some time before we search God's Word to ask Him to reveal to us what His perfect will is for us today. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word and how it guides us and teaches us Your ways. Thank You that You hear us when we ask for direction. Thank You that You guide us when we don't even ask. Thank You for loving us so much that You care how we live our lives. And thank You that You save us from ourselves. Please help us today to find and live out Your will for our lives. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Sometimes it may seem to us that God's will is hidden. But is it? Is it true that it's hidden? Is God keeping His plans for us hidden away? Or does He allow us to follow Him, leading us step by step? Well, in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." So how do we know God's will? I think the key to knowing God's will is to understand His heart for us and to build our relationship with Him. He loves us and only wants what is best for us. We know that in personal relationships with someone, the closer we get to them is because we are learning more about them and they learning about us. And that grows our friendship, our relationship. And it's the same with God. Growing closer to Him, getting to know Him and understand Him helps us to realize the plans He has for us. And we do that, of course, through prayer and Bible study and hearing His Word. What should one of the desires be as a follower of Christ? Well, it's to know His will for us. And Ephesians 5:17 says, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." So, anytime in Scripture you see the word "therefore," you should go back a few verses and see what led up to the verse you're reading. In this case, let's go back to verse 15 and 16 and read, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil." This scripture tells us what God's will is for all of us. His will is for all Jesus followers to be careful how we walk or live our lives, to be wise, making the best use of our time here on earth, because the days are evil. We know the days are evil. All we have to do is turn on the TV, read the newspaper, open social media, and we see the evil all around us. God's will for us as His children is to make a difference in this evil world by doing His work, using His words, and living out and carrying on the work of Jesus. If you find yourself saying, "I'm really not sure what God's will is for me," then search these verses. Ponder on these verses we've just read. Read them over and over and seek God's will. Ask Him, "God, please show me what Your will is for me." And in those verses, it tells us to be careful how we live our life. Be wise. Make the best use of our time. Do what we can to change this evil world. Don't be foolish. Seek God's wisdom. Live like Jesus, for this is God's will for every believer. Let's close with Psalm 32:8. It says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you." God's watching us. He knows what's best for our lives. Let's listen to him. And then it goes on to say in the next verses, and this is my paraphrase for these verses, don't be like a stubborn mule that has to be made to obey by using a bit and a bridle. Let's not be stubborn. Let's live our lives wisely. Let's listen to what God has to say to us. If we truly desire God's will for our life, we cannot be like that mule. We must be willing to obey and follow God's guidance. He will never leave us, and he will never forsake us. He has not left us to figure this life out on our own. He graciously gave us the Holy Spirit that leads us, loves us, and corrects us. I challenge you this week to take some time and search your heart and determine what you know God's will is for you. When we realize God's will for us, we discover that each and every day we live has meaning and purpose. Let's rejoice in his will for us. Tell someone what you've discovered and why it's important to you and why it's important to God. I hope you have a great week. May God bless you always and in all ways.